LSP, episode 77. But today is a special one because today is it's a special episode because in this one we're gonna go over the first Thanksgiving because today is Thanksgiving. So what we're gonna do is go along with it. So I'm gonna read you guys up on the first ever Thanksgiving, and sorry for not coming with other episodes. I apologize for that. But here we go. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated in November 1621 by the Pilgrims. Yes, the Pilgrims were the ones who actually did the first ever Thanksgiving. Now, if you guys are, you know about this, or kind of have a little side history of it, and are related to some of the pilgrims that were on the Mayflower or the other one, please notify and let me know. That is if you feel free to up to it. Anywho, and the Wampango people, the 3 days, the 3 days feast was held and celebrated the pilgrims, first harvest in the New World. First harvest in the New World. The pilgrims were early settlers. I think settlers, I think, from Brighton, I think that's what I say, and the Willapenog were Native America. Native America. Oh, the Indians. That's what. Oh, that's what they are called. Anyways, Native America. Americans. Native Americans. The feast to thank the Wampango for the cooperation, I think. Sorry, I think that's how you say it. Okay, guys, I'm on my phone right now. I'm on Google right now. Let's just go with that. I'm on Google right now and I'm just looking it up. Or I'm researching it on a device through Wi-Fi. Okay? Yeah, I'm researching it through a device on Wi-Fi. But it is quite interesting to know the first ever Thanksgiving. Now, the first ever Thanksgiving kind of set back into that time. But do we really know the percentage and time length of that time? Or is it kind of nullified of it? But it's of the way of knowing this. But what the first half of Thanksgiving is kind of an exciting thing to learn about and know about, guys. Once you actually get to it, you actually kind of think, okay, yeah, this is the first ever Thanksgiving, and now we know what was actually and kind of based on that time and kind of format. So we know that with everything that we can do it and do what you need to do and kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like I don't know how you would put it, but it's kind of like, you know, doing what you normally don't do. But coming to the first Thanksgiving is to that point where it actually comes to play. Now, we know the first Thanksgiving to be kind of amazing and wonderful, right? Yeah, well, that by being so many things, we can actually see what it was like for them to have the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims having the first Thanksgiving with the Indians. And with the chief as well, the Indian chief, which you probably heard me talk about his name. Now with this, it's kind of on the baseline of doing stuff, which is kind of realizing that we know, some of us know a little bit about it, but if we read every year around Thanksgiving time about the first Thanksgiving, then we can realize what we are seeing, what we're reading, and we can come to know that that's how it was back then. They had friends and family for Thanksgiving. They were grateful for what they had and what they did, and they were grateful this because they were surrounded by people they loved. And that kind of draws back and, you know, simplifies what we know now of the first ever Thanksgiving to kind of come back to knowing what we do and how we do it. And so we go on to this, and this says there were 53 pilgrims. That's right, 53 pilgrims. But here's the thing, they went on the Mayflower and down the boats all the way across. They dealt with winter. Some pilgrims died of sicknesses in cold and harsh winters. But that is to kind of follow up on the pinpoint of what we're talking about here, and knowing that we can actually see what we are knowing about the first ever Thanksgiving. Now, we know this come to be what we wanted, and I'm just gonna put it in there, guys. See, now here's the thing. Now, by knowing this, we know that Thanksgiving is just as important as the other holidays like Halloween and Christmas. Some holidays can't be the holidays that they are without the others. Now, can I? If you take one holiday out, it unevens the balance. The balance is not there. If you take one thing away from something that is keeping it balanced, then it won't be in balance anymore and something will happen. Destruction, mayhem, whatever you know. We have to have balance. Things have to be the way that they are. Because if we change the slightest, things will change. So, me saying that Thanksgiving is just as important as Halloween and Christmas and the other holidays, therefore, we have to celebrate it on this day because we have celebrated all the time ever since the first ever Thanksgiving. And we look back on the first ever Thanksgiving and we see that what they had, what they did. They had friends and family with them. That's all they needed. Nothing more, nothing less. They didn't even have technology back then, guys. They didn't even have other things. They only had their friends and family and food. And they were wearing probably uncomfortable clothes, but did they even care? No. They got used to it. The ones who lived were grateful to be in a place with the Indians and the Native Americans that give them such a great, wonderful food. And they give them their food too, to put together the first ever Thanksgiving feast. By knowing this, we know that what is there to come can be coming. And for seeing everything that we know and that we can do of it. And that is by realizing of the first ever Thanksgiving. Now, on this Thanksgiving Day, I want you, if you're listening to this podcast on Thanksgiving Day, or the day before Thanksgiving, or after Thanksgiving, I want you to think to yourself, what can I do this Thanksgiving Day to be grateful for what I have not? What I was given. I'd like you guys to do that. I challenge you guys to do that. I guarantee you can do it. Because if you put your mind to it and set the goal, you can do it. Absolutely, because from here on out, it's gonna be the most radicalist thing ever. By knowing and by doing what it needs to be done. Nothing is to be. Sorry guys, I'm getting distracted. Anyways, what you want to be. Sorry guys, I'm getting like a little distracted and I'm also a little tired right now. I'm getting like distracted. So let's get back, let's try to stay on topic right here, okay guys? Anywho. Yeah, like I said, try to think about that for this Thanksgiving day. And try to at least do what you need to do. Because if we do what we do, then we can fulfill on what we're doing. And knowing that can have some heartaches, have some turns, and knowing that it's kind of, well, heartfelt. And I'm pretty sure I don't think we will want heartfelt things. I mean, yes, we would, but with the first half of Thanksgiving, kind of comes to the point and draws you and makes you think, wow, the Pilgrims and Native Americans did have the first ever Thanksgiving. So on this Thanksgiving day, or thinking about Thanksgiving, if it's, you know, tomorrow, coming up, 3 days away, whatever the case may be, when you listen to this, just think, Pilgrims and Native Americans came on that Thanksgiving day to have the first ever feast, to bring Thanksgiving to life, and to be having. So they had duck, and here are the foods that they, that the Pilgrims and Native Americans had. And you guys can hear me, right? So I don't have to do it like this. So they had duck, vengeance, seafood, cabbage, onions, corn, spinach, and pumpkins, like pumpkin pie, and so on. Some hardness believe the first Thanksgiving may have taken place in Florida, not Massachusetts. Guys don't believe that. They're wrong. It was actually took in Massachusetts. Because where you are now may look different. But looking at the pictures from the olden times and see if it looks exactly like the Florida one. If not, then it's the Massachusetts one. There you guys have it, the first ever Thanksgiving. Now, we're gonna do some segments. Sorry guys, I know I shut down the segments of the chain, but I had to get that taken care of and out of the way. So, the first segment is gonna be called, what is your guys' favorite Thanksgiving food, which is more of a question than a segment, but I'm counting as a segment right now. So my first ever, favorite Thanksgiving food will probably be the turkey or jello or the cookies and cream pie. Yeah, we have that. So you guys can pause it and share yours. And yeah, so that's the segment I like to call Favorite Thanksgiving Food. When it came to the first ever Thanksgiving, the Pilgrims and Native Americans, which were Indians, knew that they had fun and lots of fun. And they played games. They played games with each other. How crazy is that? They played games with each other. And so they had fun doing that as well. They had fun playing games. They had fun doing a lot. They had fun doing a lot of things. So, and here's another segment. What is your favorite thing about Thanksgiving? My favorite thing about Thanksgiving is being with my family and playing games. Either if that's video games, card games, or doing crafts. I love doing that with my siblings and with my cousins and things like that. That is a segment that I like to call Favorite Thing to Do on Thanksgiving. We'll play, different, kinds of games and upbeat in so many ways. They didn't even have music back then, or any games for that matter. No sports was played back then. All they had to do was play games that either the Pilgrims made up or Native Americans made up. So, yeah, I'll continue right after the break. Are you looking to get a job? Or are you looking to donate certain things to a place? Well, you're in luck, because the DI is here. We got DIs in so many places. Lehigh, America Fork, South Dakota Springs, and many other places that are not even in Utah. Or one maybe in Idaho, and maybe others in other places. Whatever the case, there's DIs probably close to you or somewhere that you can get it. And this one works at the DI. Thank you. Now, I work at the DI, and I can honestly say I love it. And he's right. If you guys want to work there, try and go and apply for a job at the DI. We help you try to find other jobs and be successful to find other jobs so you can have an extra job for the rest of your life and get paid a really good amount of money. Now, knowing that can come and fulfill what you need to know and coming to know about it. It's more kind of knowing. It's kind of knowing like what you do. Kind of in a, you know. Kind of like in a format kind of thing. So, yeah. Don't look at it. And here's also why with the other one too. Try to find the closest or the DI that you know where and find where it's located, wherever you live. Just go online, type in DI near you, and one should pop up. Or if there's one that you have to travel a while away, go for it. But here's the thing, you can go to that DI and donate items, used items, or brand new that you don't use anymore. So therefore, you could donate those items, and therefore the DI will take them, and, well, yeah, we'll just take them, and we'll sell them. Let's just say that, we'll sell them. So we'll take them and sell them for other people to buy, to use. So pretty much you're helping us to help other people get things so that for they can have stuff in their houses. You're helping us by helping others. And I'm pretty sure Heavenly Father wants you to do that. To help us by helping others. So, yeah, if you want to work at the DI, go for it. Donate to the DI, go for it. If you want to buy things at the DI, go for it. The DI is a wonderful, marvelous place, and we can acquire through a lot of stuff. I mean, the other DIs that are near you may have different things than what we have. Their places might even look different. But I guarantee you, if you're looking for something, furniture, movies, whatnot, Go check out the DI. It won't hurt. Go check out the DI and see what they got. Maybe something will catch your eye and they're like, oh, I want this. Or, oh, I need this. So you go and buy it. And then once you buy it, you come to realize, okay, so I bought this. And now it's ready now. I can use it in my house, kind of like thing. So, yeah, now we will turn it back to the mysterious voice.
Thank you.
He's right. Go, buy, donate, and join the DI today, tomorrow, whenever you get the chance to. Join the DI if there's a job opening for you. I guarantee you, they will probably hire you and have you help them so therefore they can help you get a better job if that's what you're looking for. And now, we return back to the episode. So, with the Thursday of Thanksgiving, we know, some of us know a little bit about it, but some of us know a lot about it. Like, my mom knows a lot about it, because she teaches preschool. Now, I'm not going to give out more information about that. That's all I'm going to say, and that's all you're going to get. I know, bummer. But she teaches her preschoolers about the first Thanksgiving. So do other teachers in other schools. Middle elementaries teachers tell about the kids the first Thanksgiving. Middle schools, high school, even college may do it. But learning about the first half of Thanksgiving is actually wonderful, and it's quite nerve-wracking too, because you're learning about something that happened a long, 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 long down the line in the past ago that happened then and still come to this day to be with us for the all Thanksgiving that we celebrate now. It all started with the first half of Thanksgiving, and now we celebrate Thanksgiving every year in the month of November. Now, there's not too much that I can really say about that, but I can tell you most things that will and can comment may, you know, feel free to do what you want and how you like it. So, another thing is, guys play the pilgrim games that they played on the first of Thanksgiving? If so, which ones did you play? If not, then check up on the ones that do. Anyways, if you did, then good. Let's see, I think I played the sticks game. The stick where they had like dots and zigzags on them. That one was so fun. I'm pretty sure once in a while, I think one time I got 6, and then another time I got like, you know, 4 or 5, 3, you know, like, you know, I think that was like one time I got 0, but, you know, that's on me. So, knowing that kind of, you know, puts a little, you know, damp on what you do and how you do it. So yeah, that's a segment on, do you play Pilgrim games? With the first ever Thanksgiving, it's just marvelous, awesome, wonderful, and I love the first ever Thanksgiving. And when it took place, because before then, Thanksgiving was not a thing, if you recall. That's right, Thanksgiving was not a thing until that person made either it, of it, or come close to making it, and knowing what they could do instead of, you know, doing other things too. So we kind of have to realize with the first half of Thanksgiving, it comes to that point in time and with theory that we know what we're dealing with when with the first half of Thanksgiving. So try and understand that. So, yeah, let's see, another segment, and this is the last one. What's the takeaway? Well, my takeaway is knowing that they had fun with their family and friends by playing games that the ball that each side made up, either as a Pilgrim or Native Americans. That will be my takeaway, and also another takeaway is learning about the first of Thanksgiving when I was in when I was young. So there you have it. Now the segment called What's the Takeaway? So, do you guys like the story of the first ever Thanksgiving? If so, you guys know exactly what to do. Don't forget to listen to the other episodes that I have on here, this podcast. And also, there'll come up another special for an episode, and that'll be Christmas. And yes, I did forget Halloween, but don't worry, next year, I won't miss any holidays. I'll get all of them in a year. Trust me on that. So, if you guys like this episode, please do me a favor and listen to the others. It helps me so much, and thank you for those who are listening and love my episodes and every single episode that I come out with on my podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to those. Thank you those who love my episodes. Thank you those who have subscribed to it. So thank you. Can't really, underestimate how happy and grateful I am that you guys are listening or watching my YouTube channel. So thank you guys so much. I wouldn't be here without you guys. So thank you. I get a lot of total plays. It's radical. It's insane. It's on it, but it's crazy. Like I said, it's really crazy. It's nerve-wracking, but I like it. I like it a lot. And so thank you for those who are listening to my podcast. And I would love it even more if you share this with your friends and family, or family members and cousins or co-workers even. Please share my podcast, because I want it to grow just as well as you guys like it. I guarantee you they might like it just as like you. So please share it. I will love that. So yeah, if you guys like this episode, please listen to the others. I have so many episodes on so many things. Of so many topics like music, Minecraft, science, technology, Pokemon, and I even do specials for holidays. So there you have it. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys on the... You ready, guys? And I'll see you guys on the flip side.